Okay. So today, Bez Hashem, we're going to be talking about the Indian lots of Bishus Rab in Morishos. Are you allowed to go out Bishus Rabim with a watch?
That I got from. Limiting it to a watch or any.
You know, Morishos, in the Hungarian Sfarim, that's what they call it, because they don't want to use modern Hebrew, so they wouldn't say Shalom. So that's where, that's why I used it. So I was looking at some Hungarian Sfarim.
Is it solely a watch, or are there other things?
So I'll tell you another Maisa Shahayu, with myself personally. I remember I was by my in-law's house in Lower East Side. It was the night of Shvi Shal Pesach. I went to sleep in the middle of the night. I had tremendous, tremendous pain. The Hatzalah, I mean, the Hatzalah man lives in the building, so he took me to one of the hospitals, I forget which one, somewhere in the neighborhood, and I had the kidney stones. So what do? They give you morphine. Then I was fine. I mean, I don't know if the, and then eventually I hope it passed. Whatever. So then, I was thinking on the way back, and then we were able to, my wife came with me in the Hatzalah, and so on the way back, I had a shaila because I didn't take off the band. You know, when you go to the hospital, they give you the wristband. So the shaila is, it was that mutter, and I wasn't thinking, you know, I'm so far trained with the whole thing, so I wasn't thinking, and the question was it really right for me to have done that? Or not, or should I have made sure that I took off the thing before I went out? So that's another type of question, because there it's like for identification or whatever. The wristwatch is, depends, I guess, how fancy your wristwatch is. Because, like, say this one that you're wearing, so it's. It's not right, so fancy, it's to tell time. So the question is, so if you use the Erev in the community, then you're okay. Then, you know, there's nothing to talk about. But if you don't use the Erev and you want to wear a wristwatch, so then that's a question. Maybe that's called Hatzah. Because as I said many times, people have a very bad interpretation of Hatzah, that they say that means you can't carry on Shabbos. So that's very misleading. Because people say, oh, I'm not carrying it. And then they're more, what does carrying mean? Something in your pocket you carry. But chutzah doesn't mean to carry. It's a very misleading terminology. Chutzah means when if you take something from the Rishus HaYachin into Rishus HaRabim, and it's not a malbush, and it's not a tachshit, then that's called chutzah. So
just the because, watch can be considered any one of those two categories.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. Is it a malbush, or is it a... So a malbush usually it makes you warm, it does something to your, you know...
Why a tie?
Or a tachshit.
Is a tachshit?
It's a malbush.
Well, not based on the definition you gave, makes you warm or.
Okay, but it's something you.
Customarily worn.
Wrap around your body. Is it.
For a Yeki, I mean, any kind of watch would be a big.
You mean for a Yeki?
Yeah. On time.
That'd be on time.
I'm Yaki, I don't know. I've never worn a watch in my life.
Really,
I told you, Reb Chaim Kanievsky won't give you a bracha if you're wearing a. Because he holds that it's Beged Isha. I told you, Rav Bina from the Tivarye, he was, as a child, he wasn't so well. So his parents took him to the Chazon Ish for a bracha. So in the recent years, he wanted to make sure that the bracha is not running out. So he went to the Chazon Ish, to Rav Chaim Kanievsky to renew the bracha. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky looked at him and said, Beged Isha, Beged Isha. So he didn't know what he meant. So the Gabbai explained, because you're wearing a watch, he's not going to give you a bracha. So he took off the watch and he gave him the bracha. And the Kasha of the Velt ask is Rav Yashiv. There's a famous picture of Rav Yashiv with his hand like this. No steer. Rav Yashiv holds what he held, and Rav Chaim is, not necessarily. I don't know if he spoke about this when Rav Yashiv was still alive. Those some of his.
On what basis could he hold that a wristwatch is Begadisha?
Yeah.
Once upon a time,
it was. We made men's watches
with pocket watches.
Wristwatches
born after 1900.
No, wristwatches only came, I think, in World War I for the soldiers. Just it made more sense to just for pragmatic while you're handling your weapon or whatever. That's why the
women
wristwatch.
Had them before,
no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So says the Mishnah. So she has some type of needle, stuck in her clothing. So that's not a beged, right? It's not a malbush. The lo betabas sheyesh ala chosam. And if she has a ring that has an insignia that you could stamp. Oh. Rav, make yourself comfortable. So also, that's for the, to stamp, whatever you need to stamp. So that's also not a malbush or a tachshit. It's a chosam. Usually she would use it during the week, that if she needed to stamp something, she would take it off her finger and stamp her insignia.
Is it that it's not a malbush on Shabbos or even during the week?
Well, it's probably not a malbush even during the week. I mean, so the verse says, "Amar ulav chilufeim beish." The chilufeim beish says Rashi, "Atabaskai the tabas sheish of chosom im yotza potter." By a man, if it has a chosam, then it's potter. So for a man, that's different. I guess men used to wear. So some type of ring with a chosam that was considered like an ornament. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has this tshuva here on page 2. This is from the early tshuvas. Rav Chaim Chelech Aleph from the early tshuvas. So what's the halacha? So hinei hasha'onim shenosim bekis poshet she'asur. Right, the pocket watches are asur. Vak shenosim ala begadim v'chutz efshir einum b'din tachshit. Even if you wear it outside, who says that's a tachshit? Kevin she'enu lov shon kisha'omid. What, only when you're sitting down, then you take it out?
The watch is standing. When the
watch stops.
If it stops, you wouldn't carry
okay,
it.
Okay, right. Kevin she'enu lov shon kisha'omid, right, if the watch stops. Right. Amok lov shon aguf ha'yad mamish. Yosef notar she'nechshav levisha mamish. So this is Rav Moshe's kula. That if it's touching the skin, so then that's called levisha mamish. Even though it's not to warm you up, but it's not for So this is such a big kula. And what's his raya? Raya mitabash eishol achosam leish. She'enel of yisr hotza av she'tach mishu lebelecha shasur b'shabbos. Because what's a chosam? It's a stamp. So why is it mutter for a man to go out on Shabbos with a tabash yesh bo chosam? She's kach chosam lo yom bishenu. Right? If the stamp is no good, then you wouldn't wear it. Mikol makom mutter. Mishum dekev into al gufu mamishu levisha she'en ba yisr hotza. Af she'enu tachshe klal. It's not even a tachshe. It doesn't even look so nice. The main use of it is for what? For stamping. You have a. So it's a pella. Why is that mutter? Be derisive at least. Why is it mutter to go b'shur sarabim with that? So he says, it must be that anything that's directly on the body is considered a malbush. Oh, so according to that, like someone pointed out to me, referring to, so based on this promotion, someone pointed out that even the case of the hospital man, so then it should follow, have the same heter. Because it's on Gufa Mamish.
You have to want it, no?
I don't know. So, why is this guy wearing it on Shabbos? Tabashi Shalom Chosam. Why?
I always understood that it's like a gold ring or something. It happens to be the seal also, but it's a gold ring.
When
I was in high school, guys used to wear such things all the time.
Right. So then maybe the Yisoid of Rav Moshe is questionable. Because if it's really because it's a tachshit, then that was like a gold thing.
Yeah.
Then if it's not, then but his word is not that way.
Yeah.
His word is that it's touching the skin. Who al gufa mamish who levisha? Because the Rav Kamina would say you have a regular watch. So a regular watch, right? So why is that mutter? Say it's not a nice.
Let's say not a watch. You go out in a place where there's no air with a catcher's mitt on your hand. It's levisha, but it's not. You know, it's a tool. It's meant for a particular thing. You're not wearing it to keep your hand warm.
But a catcher's
not a levush.
But you're wearing it. This it is levush. That's levush.
It catches.
If the only rule is wearing it.
A catcher's mitt. I don't know. What do you say? A catcher's mitt. Mm-hmm.
I mean, then anything, yeah. I don't know. Or I guess where do you draw the line? Because in anything, you can touch anything.
That's really what I'm asking.
No, but that's a derech malbush.
Another
derech malbush.
It's
a.
That's the question.
It's a derech malbush. It's derech malbush. The glove is derech malbush even in the summer. Even in the summer. It's a derech malbush. That's a malbush. And maybe even a catcher's mitt.
A place where there's no air, if it's not
right,
it's
no
a
air,
tool that you can't use.
Right, even though it's derech levisha.
Isn't it mukta on Shabbos?
Why is it mukta?
If you can wear it, it's not mukta.
Why is it mukta? It's not mukta. I don't think it's mukta.
If there's an Arab in the house, you can use it. In the yard. You have an Arab.
Just to wear it without using
it. But using it, you can play catch on Shabbos.
Yeah. So that's it. So he is very makel. He says tashmish. The first word was tashmish. From komokon asher mitam ze ein limchos be'elu shanosim osuk shu lovish al yodo mamish. For all the chol ben torah v'yeshamayim shlo lovishem sabes kli yovolo lahakel b'chol shon. Shlo yovolo lahakel b'shon zal habish al ksav v'shar be'elu yodo lahafrish chenani b'tzav l'talmidei.
Wow. Isn't that the way I remembered it at all?
Okay, after Bishop Sarman, Shul Visha, Shish Lahatir, after Tamze, but he says that what? The people are going to use the other types of watches.
The other kind of watch, yeah.
And therefore, maybe. Okay, it's some type of Gezerah, he wants to say.
I remember that. Maybe it's a different Shuvah, or I just remember it wrong, but I remember that the Pshat was. That a men's watch, if it stops, you're not going to wear it. And therefore, there's a chashash. You'll be embarrassed wearing a watch that's not telling the right time. You don't want anybody to ask what time it is. So you'll take it off and put it in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
That's why it was machalic between men's watches and women's watches.
Yeah, okay. Then he has a famous shuvah we did earlier about brushing your teeth on Shabbos.
Toothpaste.
Yeah, I follow the shuvah, but I hold, like the other sheet of beaker I did, that it's mutter to brush your teeth on Shabbos. But since when I grew up, you know, in my mind, Rav Moshe, you know, he was the Gadol HaDor when I grew up, so I always followed this, so I don't do it. But when people ask me today whether they can brush their teeth on Shabbos, I think they can.
Rav
Chaim Regensburg is the Rav. Yeah,
it's also
Rav,
not to not
brush your teeth. Yeah, Rav Chaim Regensburg. With toothpaste or without?
With toothpaste, with, yeah.
Rav Avadya, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he's made. Yeah, so I'm more into that that shita. But still, as I grew up, I always followed this tshuva, so I keep to that. Okay, this is a tshuva of the Lev Avram, of Avram Weinfeld. That was your neighbor, your son. 22nd and L was the son of Avram Weinfeld. So he's a big Talmud Chacham. He's a Rav in Muncie. So he argues with Rav Moshe on this matter. He says Aldazma Shakosov. Shakosov means Rav Moshe. B'simu kuf yiral flahatil hotzah shon shayad shalofsha al yad mamish shaz nechshav l'malbush v'lo l'tachshid. Says right with Habashi Shalachoisom Leish Edelav is Hotza Asher Tashmisha the Malacha Surah Bishabbos, which is Kal Kal Chosom Lo Yomishenu. Right, if it's a defective stamp, then you're not going to wear it. Chomokum Mutar. So why is the Mishnah say the Gemara say it's Mutar? The Kevish Yalgufa Mamish Hu Levisha. That's what Moshe says. He says, but then he responds, "Mutchilas kvot harasa lo'ucho leved l'sof daito." He doesn't think, he argues with him. Manav kibin ben losho al yad mamish o al abigdo. Al ktonis lo'ucho lo'ucho kamoke lachshiv l'malbush, mamish kamo al basara. Like Yichves, you wear a vest on top of your thing. That's also malbush. The malbush is not contingent on whether it's touching your skin or not. ובכלל איך נחשב למלבש? הלא גדר מלבש שמחמם. מלבש is מחמם או מציל מחמה ובצל וכיוצא בו. It's helping the person. It warms you up. It takes away the sun. בכל שאינו משמש לחזה הוא בכלל תחשת. So if it's not doing that, then it's a תחשת. But then it has to be a תחשת. Where some tachshit you still can't wear because you might come to show your friend, oh, look at my, look at this thing, and you come to take it off and you walk in the street with it.
He's reading the tshuva of Rav Moshe differently from the way he's at.
No, I think he's arguing. He's saying Rav Moshe has this thing.
At the end of the true issue, like Yaval Hakel B'shon Zil Al Bishal Ketanos,
right?
We said is a whisper, is a pocket watch,
right?
And he's learning that.
No,
it's
he's saying
to
that
wear a wristwatch over your sleeve.
No, right. I think he's saying like this: Eich Nachshav L'Malbush. It's not a malbush because it's not mechabim. The wristwatch doesn't keep you warm and it doesn't keep you away from the sun. And it's also not a tachshit. And malbush and tachshit are mutter, but it's neither of them. Then he says, Chazir ha'ngavim shon shal yad enu tachshit mitam shaderchu shim yamav yitzkalka loli mishenu. In other words, if it's not going to function anymore, you're not going to use it, so then it's not a tachshit. You can't ma yoyal mishenu al basarav. This is something you're using for a stamp, so that it's not clothing and it's not an ornament. So then it's a masa. Again, I don't like using that word carry, because that's a very, but it's not, it's something that you're taking out, and it's not, you, in other words, you're allowed to wear clothing, obviously, and you're allowed to have tachshitin, but anything that's not one of those two is called chutzah. Again, don't confuse us with the word carrying. Chutzah. So he says he thinks it's usher. And tabashi ish of chosam teim rabba chazin hacha. Adraba, the who tachshit liish. He thinks before shmigmori ish of chosam tachshit ish. So that was the time that you said. So he doesn't think that Rav Moshe's raya from tabashi ish of chosam is a good raya. In other words, he argues with Rav Moshe. If it's not a gold wash, that you would wear even if your stops, so then it's not a tachshit.
What about sunglasses?
Well,
I would have thought the opposite.
Well.
That if it's gold and it stops, so then your mom is carrying it because it's valuable. So you're not gonna throw it away just because it stopped.
Right. So that's say
mamish care. That's mamish amasa. Whereas
you say no because it's a tachshit. It looks nice.
It's jewelry. Yeah, gold watch.
A non-working gold watch.
It's still jewelry. Yeah.
I understand it has value, but would you wear it on Shabbos?
I
love the broken watch on purpose anyway.
I don't know, I like the way it looks. I mean,
okay.
Gold watch.
What about sunglasses?
So sunglasses, so what do you say about that? You mean, it's not
Malbush, is it?
Is it? It helps you.
Why not?
Or Ramosha, but let's say without Ramosha.
I've heard tell how old that it was fine.
Yeah, because it's helping you.
It's helping you see.
The reflection is bothering your eyes, you can't look, you know.
So anything that helps you in any way is allowed?
Yeah, that's a malbush. It helps you. The question is, maybe it has to help you, dafka, to warm you up or something like that.
Right. A cane?
Okay, so we're going to have a whole packet about canes.
Okay.
That's, I once broke my leg. It was in February, actually. I was upstate New York, one of my Talmidim's chassidus. It wasn't because I danced at the chassidus, it's because there was ice on the floor, on the ground, and it's connected in New York.
After or before the wedding?
Before the wedding.
She missed the wedding?
No, I went in a wheelchair to the wedding. Because what happened was, the wedding was on Sunday in Albany. Mm. And this happened with Tzoy Shabbos. We had a Malav Malkum on Tzoy Shabbos, and then it was getting late, so I asked somebody if they could drive me to where I was sleeping. So I walked outside, and I walked 2-3 steps in the ice, and then I fell on the ice. And it turned out there was no one in the car. So I was stranded on the ice, and there was no one there. So somebody finally walked out of the house and discovered me on the ice. And then they brought me to the hospital. So the whole family was in the hospital the day before their wedding. They were all, Rami Strasberg,
He's the brother of Saul Strasberg.
Saul Strasberg, yeah. Maybe, I think they live in Riverdale also. Joel Simon. You know Joel Simon? He works in, he's a caretaker in West Side. Mm-hmm. So whatever. So Ramais, so that's what happened. How did we get onto this? Saul Strasberg was holding onto my hand when I was in the hospital.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then I had Shiloh's.
A lot of pain.
So then I had for months. Happened in February. I couldn't put a shoe on till Chol Hamoed Pesach. So that whole kufa, I was, had the shaila of going in Rosh Hashanah in Brooklyn. Well, so he asks it. He asks it, the name of Rome. He thinks it's
the watch.
This is a simple understanding. They learn the whole Gemara already.
Yeah. And let me show you the Arch HaShulchan. Take a look at the Arch HaShulchan. Yeah, page 15. Says the Arch HaShulchan, Midvar Elish is Barish Lilmod, the Morashaos, you see, he also called Morashaos, Shakorin Zager. Right? A feel who not am owed. He says like this, even if it's, listen to this, even if it's very nice, v'hubizav tohar, osulat seispo, v'yesh b'zeh chiv chatos b'shus aravim, v'hameikel b'zeh osid litenes adin. He says, the pshita de klitash b'shu, ki de leida hashos, el shem yapim oso, kamo shem yapim kol klitash b'shu. That's whatever you have, you want to make it nice to look at. But basically it's a, even though the Shulchan Aruch has a discussion of something that's latashmish, it's also latachshit, whether that's okay or not. There's an opinion that seems to say that's more sign, whether the opinion says it's okay. But he says that no. He says that if it's clear that that's what it is, that's what it is. So it's a Issa Daraisa, he holds, to wear a wristwatch on Shabbos, even on your hand. It's a big chumra. V'rayahu dimiskalkel v'lo yelch zman rav yetzdienu. Right? If the watch is broken, so you keep it home and you draw. V'lo yisaenu atshe yisatakrenu. V'avim tolim bo shalshel zav asuy l'tachshin. If you have a necklace, because Malcolm Shita, who the Lobotel Gabe Hoshoshels, Yosem Shatzitz's Lobotel Gabe Beg, the Chame Malcolm Shain Erev, also Lisa Hamor Shows, Bashabas, Algufo Lobibne Chumra, Elabi Iker Hadid. He's very stark about it. I never saw the Arch HaShulchan so stark look. The Chumra.
You should have put this together with the one about the Shaitel, you know. So then.
Yeah,
you want
right,
to take
right,
cooler,
right.
You have to take this
chumra. Right, right. There's a famous Arch HaShulchan that says that women today, a lot of women don't cover their hair, so therefore maybe if you say Kriya Shema in front of such a woman, then maybe it's not considered in front of Erva because many women don't cover the hair. People point out that he doesn't mean to say it's mutter not to cover the hair, but it means to say that the betzias is that they don't. So a lot of women don't, so therefore it's not considered an erva.
It's a note in art school.
What?
I saw in Daf Yom, isn't it a note in art school?
A note in art school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kubisha toel asosuk tashit hu toa bedvar bishna. Wow. He's very stark about this. A tachshit ain't all b'dovish, ain't all kli l'shum tashmish. El ha-tachshit k'mu nezomim v'tabot. In other words, he says a tachshit means something that has no use other than, you know, decorative. El ha-tachshit k'mu nezomim v'tabot, z'shal sholosh, shal zov. El kol dovish ikra otso b'shvil eze davar, u'kli tashmish, v'lo tachshit. So the Arch HaShulchan is very stark that it's the raisa.
It's likely to be a pocket watch.
What?
When was this written, the Arch HaShulchan?
1890.
Yeah, one second, let's see.
Then there were no wristwatches then, so it has to be a pocket watch.
Yeah, is that true? Is that what he's talking about?
1840s, there were no wristwatches.
Wait, the Borchester's. Yeah, I don't know. Check. Check whether there was rich ratchets in the time of the Arch HaShulchan.
1840, right?
Don't say 1840. Check.
Pin when the Arch
HaShulchan. Yeah, you can find it on your phone. Yeah.
All right, when did the
wristwatch? It was in 1894. Lived from 1830 to 1908. published in 1894.
All right, but so he lived till wristwatch?
When was it published?
1894.
Well, that was when the Aruch HaShulchan was published.
The first wristwatch was created in 1812.
Okay.
But it wasn't worn regularly. I'll keep going.
However, they had been previously introduced in the 1570s.
Right.
But were described as an arm watch. Wristwatches were primarily worn by women.
Kanievsky.
The first wristwatch was made for a countess in 1868. That's the New York Times.
Must be true. The normal. Also, most people couldn't afford, I mean, even pocket watches, most people couldn't afford them.
I think he's talking about a wristwatch here. No. Pocket watch is you don't need the Aruch HaShulchan to tell you that you're putting it in your pocket.
That sounds more like a chain.
Well, that's the other thing, but the first part is, that's a separate thing he's saying. Fafim told him, but here he's saying, I think he's talking about a wristwatch. That's what I think he's talking about.
Just because they were invented, they weren't worn normally until about World War I period.
I think he's...
Alright.
That's what I think.
There's here pictures of British officers of Burma, 1887.
They're all wearing wristwatches.
Apparently, that's what he says. I don't know. It's a lousy picture. I can't tell.
That's it? I see it. Yeah, sure. Look.
Wow.
There's one here. Nice.
Wow, what is
that?
1867.
It's a picture of soldiers.
1887. British soldiers wearing watches.
It doesn't look like it's from 1887, though. I didn't really have pictures back then.
They're wearing... What are they wearing? Wristwatches?
I'm serious. What?
Wristwatches.
When the APUS, Matthew Brady, the Civil War photographer...
The cell phone photos weren't so good back then.
So he's saying more because the Lev Avraham is, at least if it's gold, it's nice. He could do that as a tachshit. He's not even willing to accept that. Yeah. But that's what I think that's what he's saying. The Tribina, there's a couple of mamorim that were written in the Kovetz HaMo'ar. You know, Rabbi Amstel.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I also remember.
Interesting.
Yes, I remember the Baruch book. So, yes.
Page
16. So he talks about so he says, "Vafiyani is daiti yesh heter bedover." Second line on the left side, page 16. The Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. So we should give some context. Vav b'shita rishon kasev lahatir lizroa. V'gam yeshomim the osor. Yedu hilchasok b'shita rishona. Mikomach. Yeah. This is what if it's something that's it's both a tachshin and a. And the you have a Mr. Burr here in the Shulchan Aruch there? What's in the other room?
This one.
Gibble, yeah. You have it here?
That's interesting. It's from the Robin Hunter. He's a correspondent with Yosef Dushinsky.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so he wants to be Mekel. Especially if it's not a Rosh Hashanah Daraisa. But he says, "Be'yik Dola Kibo New York, Bavadai have a Rosh Hashanah Daraisa, the Shishimimimimim of Okibo, Venka Hetabor." But the town of Hotsa, he's Mekel. But you have it? Oh, shit, give it. Should Gimel? Should Gimel? Says Vav. Let's see. Yosef Esther Shemichim Zerawa Shuk Vusha Dvuka the Buster Yesh Mish Oshem Shol Zerawa. The Bayer Shemichim Mihaka Bussara. So this is talking about, see, but this is talking about, it's other, it's a tachshit. So the question is, are we choshish that you're going to take it off or not? Chara, what does that have to do with our case? That's not even a tachshit.
This is the top line that's connected to this row.
Right. It's other all zero, because that should also match him.
But look, there is shofa. That's a good chav. But there's no longer the zero of shofa, you don't have to worry about that.
Right. But I don't know, maybe he's talking about whether you really have a tachshit. That's. Yeah, that's a separate thing we'll talk about. But what kind of watch is he being matir here?
Well, what's the half a mean of for any watch other than for a pocket watch? It's only wrist watches.
Right.
A pocket watch does not sound to be matir altogether.
Okay, pashtus, yeah. So what's his heter here? In other words, maybe he's only matir if the watch is a tachshit. If he would matir this type of watch.
Either a tachshit or a malbush, but
he says it's not a malbush.
About a pocket watch. That's,
no, I'm not talking about a pocket watch. Avada, not a pocket watch, but a plain watch like this watch, like his watch, this watch.
There was a time when those kind of watches were very cool. They were new, state of the art.
Casio
was a big deal once upon a time. It would depend. Call a fiam a bayish from his bayish.
Yeah, but so he was making, but the Chabina Rav here. The Chabina Rav is from the great Gedolim. He's buried next to Rav Moshe.
These kind of watches.
This watch is not a.
No, but if you
but
want,
maybe now.
But it winds itself when you wear it.
Right.
So you're not allowed. You're not supposed to wind the watch in Shabbos.
Right, but what? Yeah.
Wear this in Shabbos?
Yeah, I've seen people like Rolex.
You're saying beside the tikkun money.
Why? Huh?
Beside tikkun money, you say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But beside.
It's secret. I thought that's only.
It's maybe secretion is the only way. You don't even care about
it. You don't care about it.
Maybe it's Nikolai because you have your watches.
Very much Nikolai. Yeah. You want it.
A lot of people wear those watches, they don't even look at it. They just want it because it's fashionable.
So this watch is.
Automatic.
Yeah, is that a tachshit? You think it's a tachshit? Forget self point. That's a different topic.
Would it be.
You think it's a tachshit?
I would think, yes. I mean, I don't know. That's a stylistic component
to it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes them look put together.
Looks more.
I don't wear a watch, so I can say that.
Makes them look more bookish.
More bookish. So.
Remember what day it is.
So he writes that Bedover also attached to the Masa, right? The Shulchan Aruch Shulchan Aleph. The day Rishona is Aser because so it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. But that's Lagabi the Gzera. But Pashas Lagabi the Iser Hatzah. I don't know. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's an Iser Daraisa. You get schema for that. You go and face West End Avenue. With a wristwatch, Rosh Hashulchan says you get skila.
Wow.
So and even he holds even if it's
fancy watch,
even if it's a fancy watch. Even if it's Shalzov, he's the biggest mach there.
Why?
He holds because the Iker function is to see what time it is. So then that's not called the Malbush.
Why ask by women? Women don't
know.
They don't wear a watch for the time.
Right. That's why we said before, Reb Chaim Kanievsky doesn't give you a bracha. If you come to Reb Chaim Kanievsky for a bracha and you're wearing a wristwatch, he won't give you a bracha. In the middle of the week, he won't give you, because he says Beged Isha.
Wow.
So he won't give you a bracha. You take it off, then he'll give you a bracha. Yeah, that's Reb Chaim holds.
Why?
Because, like we said before, that's...
Go back 300 years.
Yeah, that's what... But the Rosh Hashulchan is... Yeah. So that's the shayla. Then he says from the Sefer Kavanas Halev, we learned less from Rav Hillel Kamai, Rav Hillel Lichtenstein, because of the Ashev Anoshim Shanogim Leila page 19, the Mor Shol Shal Kesef Zav, the Chol Yosef Hurat. Also, the Tashmi, the Tachshim, the Shava, the Shita, the Yesh Matirim, the Shulchan Aruch, a Lochush. As according to the Yesh Matirim, if Tachshit and Tashmish, it's both, so that's okay. So I feel, if you hold that's okay, then, yeah. Pasha, I shall show you. So he says, Ein Limchos, B'mor Shol Shal Kesef Zav. But what's yours? Yours is not Kesev Ozov.
It's fairly expensive anyway.
Yeah, but it's not silver.
No.
It's not gold.
Yeah. Silver and gold are only valuable, are only a measurement because they're valuable.
Right.
It's valuable without being silver and gold. That's not an answer.
Well, why? Right, but yeah, I understand, but... And the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha... Yeah, we should look at the Bir Halacha. What does the Bir Halacha say? Take a look. On page 9, to the bottom. I feel it. Of Rabbanino Didan, last line of the Bir Halacha, page 9. Rabbanino Didan, on our shows, Bavadai, Yeshal Gamki Hashiv is Godel, Tamir Hashiv is Lobodli. Because it's chashivas. So it's not bata, his body. So he says that therefore, there's a chashash chiv chatas. The derech otzom, he says it's not even considered a shinui. Because that's the derech to have it there. Even though when people do otzom, the derech otzom is to carry something with your hands or your pocket. So it's here, you maybe could say, Chol Pochus, it's a Darabonin, because it's Mederach Shinoi. So he says, no, it's not, that's considered not Mederach Shinoi. So you get the Chumras that it's not Mederach Shinoi, and if it's not considered a Malbush, then you're dealing with an Issa Skila. You know, no one wants to say, they always want to say Chiv Chattas, but Chiv Chattas, if you did Meshoy game, amazing, it's a. But I guess Ober Mutter, all these people are Ober Mutter. Most people who use a wristwatch on Shabbos, they don't even realize that it's the Shaila. So, Chol Pachas, you could say it's Omer Mutter. Omer Mutter is maybe like a short.
We do have an Erev here, though.
Yeah, right. If you have an Erev, but that's the question. If you use the, it depends whether you use the Erev or not. But a lot of people who would use it don't realize that this is a Shaila. If you use the Erev, then you use the Erev.
There's no problem.
Yeah, there's no problem.
Just a steak.
Yeah.
You might be talking about specifically in the pocket, because in the top line, Kuslayer Psecha Kiss.
Yeah, that's it. Wait. Which line?
The very top line, the page 9.
Yeah, that's the first thing. That's one thing. But the question is, when he goes down to the end...
Is he still talking about pocket?
It's
a pocket one.
Yeah. Because he says that you can't call it a shinui. One second, where's that? Where's that line that he said you can't call it a shinui? Because that's what the derech is to do. But he also says that it's not considered a shinui. So obviously, what's the svar to say it's a shinui? Because maybe that you're putting it on your wrist. That could be considered a shinui. So kamash malo, that's not a shinui. Kamar tofes alav tosaf shabbos. Lotzi b'dog. To say ain't sad l'hakel. So he says derech hotzah b'kach. So obviously he's talking about a wristwatch, because of the regular thing. Of course it's derech hotzah, because you put it in your pocket. That's derech hotzah. But to say the wristwatch is also a problem, because it's derech hotzah b'kach to wear on your wrist. So if it's not considered a malbush, you don't say, well, I normally don't, you know, carry things that way. But this thing you do. So the Mishnah Berurah, it says that he called chashash chiv chatas. That's why some rabbanim remember when they had the Erev fight in 81, 82 in Flatbush. So some rabbanim said maybe it's good to have an Erev because people don't know Hilchos Hotzah. But obviously, if you hold your, the Erev doesn't help, so it's not going to help.
I think
Rav Moshe
held that on that type of a watch, you have to put on a blech on it
and chops. Yeah. But Rav Moshe was the maker. Rav Moshe held that anything that is touching your skin is mutter. So that's why I told him, we started off this year, that sometimes you go to a hospital, they put up the thing on your wrist. So I remember I once had a kidney stone on Yom Tov. Hatzolah took me to the hospital. And then my wife came with me. And we walked back afterwards. It was in the Lower East Side. And I was so fatracht, I kept the thing on. So afterwards, I said, you know, it could be I should did Shaloka did. That but then, at some point out, according to Rav Moshe, maybe it was okay because it was on the skin.
Tefillin's a good riot for Rav Moshe, no?
Whether tefillin is considered hotzah or not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to look up the sugya, the end of Erev. So let's end with the word from the Be'er Moshe, from the Debert Zina Rav. As I quote, page 22. B'shem Marash Avbezid Unsdorf. Shal also, b'shar l'ish lotzez b'shabas, b'shon shal zoh b'shabas, b'shem tachshik. He said, could a man wear a nice watch, a golden watch, on Shabbos? That's what they asked the Avbezd of Unsdorf. So this is what he answered. He says, Heshiv, im kli shon hu tachshin olo, ein eni yodea. If this watch is considered a tachshit, I'm not sure. Aval ze borosh ha'odam anoso, ein hu tachshit. But the man who's wearing it, he's not a tachshit. So that was, yeah. Yeah, so this is a chashash. Okay, look, you have Rav Moshe to be so mechon at the end of the day, but it's not so simple. The Aruch HaShulchan was so stark. I never saw the Aruch HaShulchan be so stark. You ever see the Aruch HaShulchan be so starkly answered?
Well,
Yeah, he was very. Okay, so that's the decision of Melechas Hotzah about going out on Shabbos with a wristwatch. Again, if you don't use the Erev, but if you don't, it's something that I told you, it always bothers me, because people think Hotzah means carrying. That's how you grow up. You can't carry on Shabbos. So that's such a bad way of articulating it, because then all these things come, I'm not carrying it, right? I'm not carrying. But carrying is not the definition of Hotzah. Hotzah means that you're going out into the Rishus HaRabim, and it's not Derech Malbush, and it's not Tachshit, so then that's called Hotzah. Even though in English we would call that...
Work is the wrong word.
The thing they do with the key? How does that work?
Yeah, so the key is
part of the thing. Thing
well, the question of the tie clips or the question of
the
belt?
Key on the belt.
Right. Is that right?
Really considered, what they do is that...
Yeah, so you have to, because that could also be an issue. It depends, right. If it's not done in the right way, you could really be... So these things are not simple matters. So Hilchus, exactly. Chayav Adam Mashpeh Shavodav, Erev Shabbos, Yim Chashecha, Shem Yishkach V'yetzeh.
That would be for a pocket watch.
Oh, no, it would be a wristwatch you take off.
The Archon
thing
is referring to a broken
one,
a watch that's not working.
No, we want a good watch. A good watch. Yeah.
A broken watch is for sure.
Yeah.
But what does Rav Moshe hold about a broken watch? I guess it wouldn't make a difference to him, right?
Yeah. Unless you say, like what Rabbi Ginsburg, you were saying, that maybe it has to have some type of, even Rav Moshe, but I don't know. Rav Moshe seems to say anything that's Dovok Lagufo.
I think the Mishnah Berurah brings down the same exact question as Aruch HaShulchan, but it sounds like it's a pocket watch.
I don't think so.
Pocket watch?
Because what shall Zav, if it's a pocket watch, then why shall Zav makes a difference? It's in your pocket.
It's in your pocket. It's
right, but so therefore if you're wearing it on your wrist, so then people see the Tachshit. But if it's in your pocket...
No, you see part of the chain. I mean, the gold chain is visible.
Yeah, I don't think so. He's masculine.
This is chav that he's saying that they are going to be mabatal zera shofar mechve.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, we have a separate shiur.
Then I can wear it on Shabbos.
Okay.